From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
Prometo manter, defender.
That's Brazil's acting president, Michel Temer, being sworn in as the nation's leader. Brazilian senators voted 61-20 to remove President Dilma Rousseff from office. The senators found the suspended president guilty of breaking budget laws. Rousseff is vowing to form a strong opposition front against the new government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged India Wednesday to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States. Speaking at the Indian Institute of Technology, Kerry called India an established power with a footprint on matters that affect the entire planet. The top U.S. diplomat said further cooperation between the world's two largest democracies could further cooperation would be essential for confronting global challenges.
Both know the pain of terrorism, and to avoid repeating the tragedies that we've seen, our intelligence agencies now exchange information constantly. Our security personnel are learning from one another.
John Kerry. Gabon's Electoral Commission announced that President Ali Bongo has won re-election. Demonstrations and street fights quickly broke out in the capital, Libreville. Protesters are reported to have set the National Assembly building on fire. Turkey says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. Earlier Wednesday, Iran called for a quick end to Turkey's military offensive, saying the continued presence of Turkish forces will only escalate the conflict. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Mexico's president Enrique Peña Nieto have held talks in Mexico City. At a news conference following their meeting, Mr. Peña Nieto said the relationship between the two nations should be based on mutual respect. Trump says he has tremendous feelings for Mexican Americans in the United States, calling them spectacular, hardworking people. He called for ending illegal immigration from Mexico and elsewhere into the U.S.
Ending illegal immigration, not just between our two countries, but including the illegal immigration and migration from Central and South Americans and from other regions that impact security and finances in both Mexico and the United States.
Trump said either side has the right to build a physical wall along the border to keep out illegals. The meeting in Mexico came just hours before Trump is to deliver a speech on his immigration proposals. Spain's parliament Wednesday rejected acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's bid for a second term. Mr. Rajoy fell 6 votes short, having been rejected by the socialists who voted unanimously against him. He now faces a second vote on Friday. A loss there could lead to another 2-month period in which Mr. Rajoy will try to form a government and then possibly face another election, the third election within 1 year. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says more than 900 Afghan security personnel have been killed battling Taliban insurgents since this past July. According to U.S. military estimates, Afghan forces suffered around 20,000 casualties, including 5,000 dead within the last year. General Nicholson says there is a need to replace corrupt leaders in the Afghan security forces and to build trust in the Afghan population as well as the international community. He praised the sacrifice of Afghan officers, such as the one who was killed during this month's attack on Kabul's American University. Tunisia's interior ministry says police in western Tunisia have killed 2 suspected jihadi terrorists and seized guns and a suicide belt in a raid Wednesday. The 2 men were known to police and had been on a terrorist wanted list. They were killed in a shootout Wednesday. The ministry said the 2 men had been planning a terrorist attack in the region and called their mission a preventative assault. Police say 1 civilian was killed in the gun battle after being struck by a stray bullet. Looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down at the close of trade today. European markets were also down. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.